Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you on Herb Talk. That's what we like to do. So, Frank's ready. Magical Engineer Frank and I are here to bring you some empowerment. And thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. Of course, this is the third Tuesday, so Dr. Carly is slotted to be with us for the second half of the show. So we'll check in with her and see what's new in her world. And we do have a quack report, but before we get, what we're going to talk about, the first section, we're going to be talking about antioxidants, okay? Everybody can use some antioxidants, right? Absolutely. Keeps the little critters away that make us all sick. So, this, and it's getting cold. I don't know where you are, but, well, Everywhere in America seems to be cold all of a sudden, so stay warm out there and empower yourself with some immune-boosting herbs. That's always a good thing. And by the way, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have on their website, you'll see it on the homepage, they have some new Dr. Mom icons there for you to help guide your selections. So it's really neat for families if you're looking for something that, you know, the whole family can use and kids can use. It's definitely going to be helpful if you look for those Dr. Mom icons. So that's really cool. And we're really close. I mean, really close to the 15th anniversary catalog being launched. We're in the final review of that thing. Ah, I tell you, it grew. The project started out okay, but somewhere along the line, it just morphed into, you know, a whole other thing. And so it's just taking a little longer than usual to get it to where we like it, you know, to where we like it. But 15th anniversary issue, it's got to be right. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully, get it to the printers next week. And then the week after that, or, you know, maybe right after Thanksgiving, we'll have that in here to mail out to all of you. So do check with us if you haven't heard. It'll be here soon. Well, before we do the quack report, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I lift them up in prayer, and I seek the Lord's face, and I ask his hand of protection be on them. And all Americans traveling abroad, actually, and even all Americans here in the homeland, I pray for righteousness to be restored. And, of course, we're instructed in Isaiah 59 that we are supposed to plead for justice and truth. God expects us to pray for that. So if you're not doing that, it's probably why we don't have too much of it. So join me in that, won't you? So we get some righteous leadership back in this nation of ours, and we all stay safe. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. What do we have in the quacker? Already, going over to Arizona State University. Guess what they're putting in on campus over there? They are installing a prescription drug vending machine. And the name of this machine, the machine's got a name. No, it's not going to be funny. It's called Instameds. Yeah, just, you know, drop the quarter in and, I guess, pick something. School officials aren't saying exactly what kind of drugs that the vending machine will carry, but they did say that it will have 50 medications that are most commonly prescribed to college students. Really? Well, let's check that out. Yeah, let's see what do college students use? Well, most of them use stimulants, amphetamines, birth control medications, and opiate drugs like Vicodin. Wow. Yeah. Vending machine drugs. There you go. Dr. Carly will like that one. Let's save that for her too. We're going to talk about that. Moving along in the quack report. Here's a report. If you got, you know, the smartphone thing, if you got the tablets, if you got all those, you know, gadgets where, you know, you're just connected to everybody everywhere, every time, all the time. Well, according to some new research that is just published, well, will be published, upcoming Journal of Surgical Technology International, it says that people looking down at all this technology, their iPhones, their tablets, and whatever, they're putting a lot of stress on their neck, right? And so there's people that are hunched over their phones, they're checking their text messages, their tweets, their emails, and they're suffering from a lot of neck and even back pain. Their thoracic area, especially between your shoulder blades, very stressed. And this research says the slumping over to read this type of information coming to your devices puts a lot of undue pressure. Get this, bending the head 60 degrees at a 60 degree angle to look down put 60 pounds of pressure on your cervical spine, right? You know, this is the neck area. And, that's about the weight of a 7-year-old on your neck. Okay. So then, they said if you tilt your head 45 degrees, that's 49 pounds of pressure. If it's 30 degrees, the neck pressure is 40 pounds, and a mere 15 degrees tilt puts 27 pounds of pressure on your spine. Researchers say the weight that they've seen on the spine is dramatic. It's increasing the flexibility of your backbone, your bones, and they say that they're going to see a lot of new patients eventually needing surgery, the expert said, because of wear and tear. Ooh. Now, get this now. The good posture, perfect posture, you know, big salute. Perfect posture. I think of our military when I think of posture. Perfect posture is defined as having your ears aligned with your shoulders and your shoulder blades retracted. In other words, you know, you push them back. So that feels good when you push your shoulders back like that, you know. And I don't know if chiropractors can fix the phone technology problem with our bones, but we'll give it a shot, you know. I got a little thing that my chiropractor gives me, and it's a little round styrofoam thing. And you put it on the floor, and then you roll your back on it, and it's just really nice. It's stretching out the back. It's awesome. All right, last but not least in the Quack Report, here's some research that's going to be, it's published yesterday in the journal Proceedings of National Academy of Sciences. And some people were all up in arms because they thought they discovered a new area of the brain, but it wasn't a new discovery. A major pathway of the human brain involves our visual perception, our attention to movement, and they thought it was overlooked, researchers said, because they couldn't find it in any of the previous literature. So in 2012, researchers made a note that they found this region of the brain that's associated with us when we read and communicate, language communication. And these research scientists at the University of Washington's Institute of Learning and Brain Science thought that they had discovered a new pathway until they found out that a famous neuroscientist by the name of Carl Wernicke discovered the pathway in 1881, and the pathway was called vertical occipital vesiculus, or VOF for short. So the VOF vesiculus area is largely absent from a lot of the scientific studies on the human brain. So how did a whole piece of the brain anatomy get forgotten? Well, researchers decided to look into that. Why did it take over a century to rediscover it? It wasn't listed in a lot of the brain atlases. So they're trying to decipher why it went missing from mainstream scientific literature. Well, they'll still be digging on that, but here's something that's interesting regarding this. After they did some imaging, you know, MRI, CT scans of brains of like 40 people, researchers found that the vertical occipital vesiculus, or the VOF area of the brain, starts in the occipital lobe part of your brain, and this is where it processes visual information. And then it spreads out like a sheet connecting different brain regions. And that helps people perceive visual categories like, you know, words and faces and eye movement and attention to motion perception. And the pathway could therefore help explain how the brain connects to two types of visual perception. So it's really an integral part of the brain for understanding written and written language and reading written language, you know, speaking it and writing it. So brain works. There you go. That wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, folks. That's why people, they get a brain injury in the front part, and that's probably why they have trouble. They have to relearn things. They can't read and write, that kind of stuff. If you're interested, there's a formula called Brain Concentrate. The folks at Apothecary Herbs make that. That'll help you with memory. It's really great. I think if I were a stroke patient, I'd be using that. So great stuff for the brain. Helps more oxygen-rich blood get there, and blood brings healing, as we know. All right, we're going to be talking about some strong antioxidants. So I've talked about antioxidants before, how they help, you know, protect us from viruses and bacteria and, you know, strengthens our immune system. So, you know, the scientific minds are discovering what our ancient ancestors knew regarding a healthy living, actually. So our ancient ancestors may not have known what free radicals were, but they knew which plants made them feel better and stronger against disease. So they had really no idea that the plants or your herbs that they were eating have a rich source of antioxidants in them. Now, the term antioxidant, it just means against oxidation. So foods with chemical antioxidants will inhibit the destruction of living tissue caused by oxidation. So if I had to give you an example, it's sort of like when you first buy your beautiful virgin olive oil and it's so fresh and tasty, and then it sits around for a little while and oxygen gets to it, then it kind of tastes like it's getting more rancid. Well, that's what oxidation does. It kind of breaks down and destroys living things. So what chemicals actually give antioxidants their power? Well, it's the enzymes and the vitamins and minerals in them. So if you know that you are getting adequate enzymes and vitamins and minerals, you're probably got pretty good antioxidants going on as well. So they're very important in developing a strong immune system, and that's important this time of year to fight against these really terrible superbugs we have going around, and cold and flu and all that good stuff. All right, let's talk about the theory, because back in the 50s, there was this doctor, Denham Harmon, and he was the first to seriously link accumulative free radical damage to disease and premature aging. So a nutrient problem that America has faced is the government's recommended daily allowance program. So one of the problems that is this system has is it divides people into two nutrient categories, those that are 50 years of age and those above 50 years of age. So anybody below 50 and everybody above 50, two categories, and there's where your recommended daily allowance is divided. So let me ask you, do you think someone who's 90 would require the same nutrition of a 51-year-old? Well, Dr. Art Uhlein has stated that there are scientific studies linking free radicals to a decline in immune system function. So the elderly may not be eating well, and their immune systems are not getting their immune systems are not getting old. They're just not getting the right nutrients they need to protect them. So there's no doubt that antioxidant nutrition can enhance the human immune system function and even supercharge it. Plus, you know, as we get older, sometimes our digestion's not working so well, so we got to, you know, beef that area up and get those nutrients absorbed. Well, there are several ways that we can wage war against this chemical antioxidant and free radical fight. Our bodies tend to encounter foreign matter every day. So the job that our immune system has is it has to neutralize any foreign invaders that are threats to our well-being and get rid of them. So when our bodies do not get the nutrition it needs through the vitamins and the enzymes, it is really not able to stop a chain reaction of what we call free radicals. So this can transfer the electrons of hydrogen to the oxidizing agents. And all this can occur in your cells and damage and even kill the cells. So your antioxidant nutrition in foods and in your herbs will terminate this replication of free radicals, which, you know, science declares is the cause and consequences of disease. Well, antioxidants are really powerful, and they're also a natural preservative, and that's what gasoline manufacturers use. They add antioxidants to gasoline to prevent the formation of it getting all gummy, and that would clog up your engine. Likewise, we don't want to, you know, gum up our own bodies and make us targets to heart disease and neurological disease, autoimmune disease, cancer, cataracts, macular degeneration, and so on. Well, let's look at some of the major hitters. Now, in the 1990s, researchers discovered that the most potent antioxidants as a human preservative were vitamin A, vitamin C, and vitamin E. So biochemistry was revolutionized by the discovery of the influence of these vitamins and what their influence on living organisms. So the industrial world will use antioxidants to preserve their products like gas, tires. You're driving around on antioxidants, you know, and even unsaturated fats. So, and you say, well, that's great, but you really want to use antioxidants to preserve you and rebuild or boost an immune system and stay healthy, right? So let's look at the antioxidants a little closer. How many antioxidants you have in your system depends really on your lifestyle, what you're eating. Antioxidants are classified into two categories. There's the water-soluble antioxidants that you find in your blood and your lipid solution, antioxidants designed to protect your cell membranes. So you got water-soluble antioxidants, and then you've got your lipid-soluble antioxidants. So your body can make antioxidants, but it's going to need the right nutrition to do that. So foods and herbs with selenium and zinc will help the body build your antioxidant reserves. And how does that work? Well, these minerals will help the body to utilize your antioxidant enzymes. And if you look at your immune-boosting herbs, they're going to be high in your vitamins we just talked about, and, of course, your zinc. All right, selenium and zinc. You can tap into foods that have more selenium and zinc in them and have more antioxidants. And some of the foods will be cashews, kidney beans, salmon, haddock, another fish, wheat germ, miso, beef, turkey, pumpkin seeds, pecans, pinto beans, walnuts, eggs, peanuts, oatmeal, almonds, and anchovies. All right, here's some general foods which contain more antioxidants than other foods. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, nuts, seeds, lentils, and chocolate. Yummy. So I love chocolate. You know, I just do. I can't overdo it, though. Now, green tea and vegetables with any vegetables with the dark green, the yellow, or the orange pigments are going to have the most antioxidant nutrition in them. So let's look at some ancient herbs real quick. Way before microscopes and labs were created, there were the ancient healers like pithy and elder who wrote about the healing power of plants. So today we know that these plants are supercharged with antioxidants, and we can tap into them just like the people of ancient Rome. So herbs like milk thistle, ginkgo, ginseng, red raspberry, cayenne pepper, echinacea root, astragalus root, garlic, onion, ginger root, horseradish root, and some others. So your herbs are very potent. They're powerful. They got antioxidants. This is why the Lord says they're here for the service of man, and they are meat. Well, they got lots of power and protein for the body. Now, it's interesting that most of the modern science has really focused on milk thistle and ginkgo herbs regarding antioxidants. So ginkgo is said to be the world's oldest tree species, and science has studied these herbs for years, trying to unlock their secrets. So let's look at what's important to the immune system. Fat, oxidized fat, is going to be deadly to organs and to the human body, especially your liver. Researchers like Dr. William Lee have stated that when you use milk thistle herb, it has a proactive way to help prevent fat and poisonous substances from fats from hurting your liver. So scientific studies have shown milk thistle to be effective in detoxifying the liver. Now, so far, essential chemical nutrients that have been identified in milk thistle to accomplish this is the antioxidant called silymarin. So milk thistle is originally indigenous to the Mediterranean region, but it's now cultivated all over the world. The early Europeans would also use the seeds of milk thistle plant as a coffee substitute. All right, so let's look about if you have a immunity issue. So if you have been taking prescription drugs, or you have a heart condition, you have lots of infections, maybe you have arthritis, high blood pressure, or some other chronic disease, well, then you have pretty much a suppressed immune system. So your antioxidant foods are going to be critical to help stabilize your immune system function. So it's estimated that between 75 to 85% of Americans don't eat enough fruits and vegetables for the antioxidant protection. So a good example of what free radicals can do to your cells is to, if you cut an apple and you expose it to the oxygen, and pretty quickly, a real apple, not a genetically modified one, but a real one, will start to turn brown. And that's basically what free radicals do to your cells. Okay? They age them, and then they destroy them. So, basically, most folks don't think that although free radicals are a byproduct of our lifestyles, they also are a product of exposure to also chemicals. So if you're exposed to a lot of chemicals at work, a lot of dust, a lot of mold, if you're out in the sun a lot, if you're exposed to water and air pollution, this too adds to the free radical problem. So diet, immune system support herbs are going to go a long way at helping protecting you from free radicals, which can make you more susceptible to viruses and bacteria. So if you're looking for a treasure trove of antioxidant herbs that will support your immune system and your filtering organs of the body, which is real important to health. You know, if you don't have your health, what do you got, right? Well, check out thepowerherbs.com. The people at Apothecary Herbs have put this website together for you, and they specialize in immune boosting and organ cleansing. So those are the two paramount things, two things that you can do to improve your longevity, your quality of life, and, you know, watch the lifestyle, you know, tweak that lifestyle too. So check them out, thepowerherbs.com. Give them a call toll free. You can call them toll free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Now, their international number is 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, or visit the website, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. That's right. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. You will see how powerful you are, right? None of this, I'm a patient for life, taking medication for life. That's not even spoken of in my house. We're not doing that. No, no. We're doing it the right way. We're proactive. We're responsible. And I just spoke to a wonderful person today who said, you know, well, if I have cancer, well, I'm just going to deal with it. I'm just changing the lifestyle. I'm going to quit certain things that I know could be detrimental, causing the problem. I'm going to stop eating certain foods that could contribute to the problem. And then I'm going to take some herbs that will give me the strength and capability of reversing the problem. So I like that attitude. That's what I would do. So congratulations for those proactive thinkers out there. Get your free product catalog from the folks at Apothecary Herbs and just imagine the possibilities. That's right. All right, well, we're going to be on the other side of this break. We're coming up to a break. We're going to be talking with Dr. Rebecca Carley. You can check out her website. We have a hot link on our links page to her web address, which is reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. And you can check that out at your leisure, and lots of great information there. And we're going to check in with her on this Ebola thing and see what her opinion is on some other health matters. She joins us the third Tuesday of each month, so we always look forward to her visits. And I'm taking a bath, apparently. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and it's the third Tuesday, so that means our wellness expert, Dr. Rebecca Carley, is with us. And, of course, I do encourage you to check out our website, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. And if you didn't remember or write that down, just visit our website, thepowerherbs.com, go to the links page, and you'll find her banner there. Click on it, and you'll get right on over to all that great information, and she joins us. Welcome to the show, Dr. Carley.
Thank you, Wendy.
Well, you sent me an interesting email earlier about a family dog bites a child, and well, tell the listeners about that.
Well, it was much more than just biting the child. The dog mauled the 3-year-old and really ripped up the baby's face. This happened one day after the dog received the rabies vaccine. And, of course, you know, everybody's saying, oh, it can't possibly have anything to do with it. But this dog, you know, played with the child every day. You know, they loved each other. It's, you know, further proof that the rabies vaccine gives dogs rabies. And I actually have a study where they found that rabies virus was in cats that got the rabies vaccine as well. So this is just disgusting. And, of course, the family has no insurance, so they have no idea how they're going to pay for this. You know, the child's in the ICU. But what's really disgusting, as I said, is that they're denying there can be any relation of the dog becoming, you know, vicious just a day after the rabies vaccine. What's also very telling is that they put the dog in quarantine for 10 days, and then they're going to kill the dog. So when I heard that, I realized they're doing that because they want to, you know, take a look at his brain microscopically and see what's in there. But, of course, when they find the rabies, they'll never admit to it.
Well, let me ask you this, Dr. Carley, because when I was growing up, and even it's just more recent we hear these stories. Now, was this always happening and it was just stories that were suppressed and people weren't connecting the dots with the rabies, or has the rabies vaccine changed in some way?
Well, they're weaponizing everything. And as I've mentioned on the show before, they've also developed a way to weaponize rabies where it can be sprayed on populations. Of course, they call it a vaccine. This is being done by the Wistar Institute, which got a $500,000 grant to do so, where they can transmit rabies without even being bitten. So,
okay, well, back up. They've got an aerosol airborne rabies product that they spray?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And where are they doing that?
Well, they don't give, you know, maps of where they're doing it, but anybody can do a search for this. Wistar, W-I-S-T-A-R, Institute-Oral Rabies Vaccine. Like I said, they're calling it a vaccine. But the very disturbing thing is that they've weaponized it, where you don't have to be bitten. You can breathe it in.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, and, you know, anybody that's ever had someone or known someone that's gotten bitten by a rabid animal or animal suspected as being rabid, then you have to have some very expensive rabies shots. And, of course, that's what? Giving the person more rabies, right?
Right. I mean, this is a very good example of the insanity of this. Just like, you know, babies getting the hepatitis B vaccine. If the mother has hepatitis B, the baby's already been exposed to hepatitis B. Why are you going to inject more into the baby, which doesn't have a working immune system to begin with? It's the same thing with this rabies situation. You were exposed to rabies. You know, you can take vitamin C, vitamin D, colloidal silver, lots of herbs that you have. Boost your immune system, and you'll probably be just fine. But to go to these, you know, medical mafia types and have them inject more rabies is insane, because it's not just the virus, as you know, it's all the other toxins that are in there as well.
Well, this all started with Salk and his polio, I believe. Who thought of this? I mean, because this has just morphed into some seriously, you know, sinister and just grotesque ways of presenting something as a medical treatment. Because now they have the different vaccines that are coming about that are, you know, different cell-based. They're cell-based vaccines. Basically, they're using dog now as part of canine vaccine to make flu shots, and because they can manufacture the flu in like days as compared to months and years. So
yeah, they're also using insects.
Yeah, I heard that the worms, I think. So they're using some, you know, I guess farm pests to incubate the proteins in. It's crazy. I mean, who thinks this stuff up, Dr. Carly? It's just weird.
No, these people are psychopaths.
Okay.
Depopulation. They're creating disease, and with their mind control, you know, technology where they're trying to convince people how good vaccines are, it's truly amazing, you know, how many sheep just go line up and get it. There was an article in the Charlotte Observer on Thursday, November 13th, page 2A, talking about plans for trials of the Ebola vaccine in the works. They say in here that they're getting ready to start clinical trials in West Africa by January. Now, you know, anybody that reads that should say, wait a minute. How can you possibly have made sure that this is safe in just such a short amount of time? You know, it's ridiculous.
Well, but, I agree.
You know, that's where they're going to do the experiments, and who knows how many people they'll kill off with the vaccine. Because whatever this is, what they're calling Ebola, they're going to be transmitting it by vaccines.
Wow. Yeah, well, I anticipated them that they'd sneak it into the regular seasonal flu shot after the H1N1 pandemic. That's what they did with that. So I figured they're just going to include an Ebola, and everybody's going to go, yay, we won't ever have to worry about Ebola again. But, you know, usually they do test the vaccines over in Africa or Europe before they roll them out here, unless I'm incorrect.
Yeah, definitely Africa is the testing ground for lots of these big pharma companies, and that's why, you know, Doctors Without Borders and people from the WHO, they're being killed by these, you know, people in Africa because they know what's going on. As a matter of fact, there was a Facebook posting by a woman in, I think it was Nigeria, where she talked about how the only people getting sick are the ones that get the shots from the Red Cross.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, and it's the stuff that's in there. A lot of people don't investigate what's in these vaccines, and I think on a regular basis they're starting to put Oxidol 9, which is a spermicide, and I understand that makes males have low sperm count. So it's a sterilization, really.
Yeah, well, vaccines is one of the main ways that they're sterilizing men and women. And even if you read the package insert, you don't know what's in the vaccine. Unless you make it yourself, you have no clue what's in there. You know, they always can say that things are, what's the term that they use? Basically, it's their patented technology type thing. But I also learned recently they've been putting peanut oil in vaccines since the 1960s. And that's why so many children have peanut allergies. Now, that's got to be one of the most threatening or stressful things for a child to have. They can go into anaphylactic shock if they're in a cafeteria and they just smell a peanut butter sandwich. And I always knew they must be doing something with it, with vaccines, but sure enough, one doctor did investigate this and found out they've been putting peanut oil in vaccines since the 1960s. So this is why we're having this massive epidemic of peanut allergies. And that's pure evil.
You know, yeah.
These children have to walk around with those EpiPens, you know, if they ever start having breathing difficulties or whatever, they have to stick it in their thigh. Massive dose of epinephrine, and this can be reversed with my protocol, but unfortunately, you know, most people go to the white coats and they put their children on these toxic drugs and they remain on them until they die, possibly from an allergy.
Well, here's a question I have for you, Dr. Carley. Like over in the UK, over in the European countries, they use the Medimumps vaccine, and it's basically has been a vaccine that they've used to vaccinate kids with childhood vaccinations, and it's typically been they use eggs to produce the formula, but now they've switched over, if I'm correct, they've switched over to the canine cells, the cell-based canine, and what they have listed for contradictions on this particular vaccine using the canine is a hypersensitivity to any components of the vaccine, including canine hair proteins. So would it be, I guess, common sense to think that this could produce an allergy, people could have an allergy to pets?
Of course.
Big time,
and
right?
And it's in there, the egg allergies.
Right.
Because they're using eggs to grow vaccine viruses.
Right.
So any aspect of what they're injecting into you can cause you to become allergic. Yes. And putting dog protein in vaccines or growing the viruses in those cells, I mean, that's mixing animals and people. That's transhumanism.
Right. Well, I mean,
that
you know,
evil.
One of the and I was investigating why they would use canine kidney cells to produce these vaccines, and one of the reasons that science was giving was because there's not enough eggs. They need millions and millions of eggs to culture their vaccines on. And I'm thinking to myself, so yeah, I think eggs are a little bit more prevalent to get than dog kidneys, right?
Yeah, so let's kill a few million dogs. And,
well, and
let's
you,
also
and,
mention that it's kidneys. And
yeah.
So you're going to develop an antibody against kidney cells. And this is the cause of almost all renal failure is vaccines, causing, depending on what part of the kidney is attacked, causing you to develop renal failure, and then you either go on dialysis or get a transplant. You know, this is how the medical mafia makes lots of money.
Well, you know, I said, well, okay, so like, who puts an order in for a million dogs, right? Million dog kidneys. Well, what the answer to that is they harvest their own. They have their own dog kennels, Dr. Carley.
Nothing would surprise me.
Wow. Well.
Yeah, and who's doing the harvesting? I mean, when you think about a person whose job it is to kill dogs and cut out their kidneys.
Right.
You know? I mean, who could do a job like that? Only a psychopath.
These people
have no conscience.
Go
ahead.
Well, you were talking about the other flu vaccine. I think it's called Flublok that they use the army worm to culture the disease on. They inject a virus into the army worm, and it develops some sort of protein that they use for the serum. And they say that they have switched over to the animal and insect versions of making vaccines because it's more cost-effective and flexible. So it only takes them 21 days to make a vaccine instead of 6 to 12 months to culture it. And that's going to save everybody money. But when you look at the prices, they charge $30 to $40 for those types of new animals and insect cell-based vaccines, where the traditional ones on eggs cost $5.
Well, not only that, how much is the disease caused by the vaccine? What's that going to cost, you know?
Oh, I know.
I mean, it's just mind-boggling, and that's why I've been doing this work for almost 2 decades now, because I have done so much research. I mean, this stuff is all documented. One of the most important articles on my reversingvaccineinducediseases.com site is on the pet page, the article Science of Vaccine Damage, which has 19 scientific references from veterinarians not funded by Big Pharma. And they came to the same conclusion that I came to many years ago, that vaccines cause all diseases in internal medicine. in people and in pets. And that's how huge this is. And the idea that they're promoting this as a protective thing for your health, it's just, it's got to stop, you know. People have to wake up. And I always tell people, don't believe anything I say. Check things out for yourself. Because the information is out there. And anytime a scientific study is quoted, you always have to find out who funded it. If Big Pharma funded it, it's garbage. Period.
Absolutely. I mean, just when you said that, you know, that they promote it as something that's healthy and life-saving, but it's really detrimental and it causes disease and death and misery and suffering. You know what I thought of? I thought of, you know, Judas Iscariot betraying Jesus with a kiss. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that.
Oh, yeah, this is a big betrayal, all right. I mean, the Hippocratic Oath, first do no harm. It's become the hypocriticals. All they do is harm. And unfortunately, you know, most of them are willing to do whatever they're told just to keep their Mercedes in the driveway. I have a new client in the country of Lebanon, and his three-year-old is vaccine damaged. She became cross-eyed. Of course, the only thing that determines what symptom you get is where the neurological system is damaged. And he started investigating vaccines after he found my website. He went to the pediatrician that gave the vaccines to this child, and he said, why didn't you tell us what's in these vaccines? Why didn't you give us informed consent? And the pediatrician said, well, I have to give vaccines or I lose my license. Like, in other words, you know, that's just what I do.
And that's just the way it is.
Huh?
That's their attitude. It's just the way it is, you know.
Right.
Sickening. Well, I did come across David Brownstein. He's a board-certified family physician, medical director of the Center for Holistic Medicine in West Bloomfield, Michigan. He's going against the American Academy of Obstetrics and Gynecology, saying he tells pregnant women or people or women who are thinking about becoming pregnant to not get vaccinated.
Yep. Well. Good for him.
Yeah,
I mean, there are more and more doctors coming forward. If you have a conscience,
right.
You have to make a decision. Am I going to allow these people who come to me, trusting me to help them, am I going to allow them to be killed and maimed? I mean, that's a very simple decision.
Absolutely.
And if I could, I know we're almost out of time. I just wanted to mention one other situation happening here in North Carolina. I don't know if you heard about this, where we both live. In Huntersville, North Carolina, there has been a cluster of multiple ocular melanomas in teenagers. And, of course, you know, they're just saying, oh, we don't know what this is from. We have no idea what it's from. Well, obviously, there's something going on in Huntersville which is causing this. And I'm sure vaccines are involved. You know, they have various hot lots that go out different places. But it's not just vaccines. It's always the big picture. You know, pesticides, fluoride, aspartame. The list of poisons we're being exposed to is so massive that it's amazing anybody has any semblance of health. But I found this very disturbing. Two young girls have already died, and many others have been diagnosed. So they put this crap on, you know, television and pretend that they're checking it out. But, of course, they're doing nothing.
Yeah. Well, and you mentioned a while back, I'm not sure if it was on this show or Saturday show, about the CDC has some trailers hidden behind a Furniture Mart in Hickory.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's actually a YouTube people can check out. CDC hiding trailers in Hickory, North Carolina, and that's where I live. So that was kind of a surprising little factoid. And there's a video, and you can watch it. Well, come to find out, my chiropractor referred a mother to me who has her youngest child is not vaccinated. And the CDC ended up knocking on her door, and they wanted her to come down to the trailer. Of course, they don't explain why they're hiding them behind the Furniture Mart, But they want her to bring her child down to the trailer so they can, quote-unquote, examine the child. Now, you know, she's too smart to go along with that, but they offered to pay her $140 if she did this.
Whoa.
She started talking to her friends, and turns out only one other parent had been, visited by the CDC minions, and that child was also unvaccinated. So I'm convinced that they're targeting the unvaccinated children. Who knows what they're going to do while the vaccination or while the examination is being done. But this, they're calling this the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, where they, as I said, go right to the door and tell people, bring your child down. They don't mention vaccines during the interview when they're approaching you, but bring your child down. We'll give you $140. I mean, where's this money coming from?
Yeah, you got to smell a rat here, Dr. Carley, because usually when a child is examined, given a physical, usually you pay for that. They don't pay you for it. So what's the underhanded thing behind this? This is what I'm asking.
Yeah, something's definitely up. No question.
$140
so
you can look
I'm sure Hickory, North Carolina is not the only place that this is going, because they gave this mother a little pamphlet that she gave to the chiropractor to give to me, and it says right in here that they're doing this all over the nation, because they want to improve our health. Right. You know, that's why Monsanto's being allowed to keep going with this unlabeled genetically modified food, et cetera, et cetera. You know, if there's one thing you can't trust, it's the Centers for Disease Creation. That's what I call them. Let me just mention this quickly.
Uh-huh.
Everybody should go to the anticorruptionsociety.com site. At the top of the page, you'll see you can download this booklet, Lawfully Yours. It explains how the CDC and all other agencies, all levels of government, the police, et cetera, they're actually all for-profit corporations. And once you learn that, then that explains their real agenda to make us sick. Because that's how they make money.
That's right. Follow the money. Well, hey. As Arizona State University is installing prescription drug vending machines called Instameds. The school won't say exactly what the machines will carry, but they said they'll have 50 medications most commonly prescribed to college kids. Of course, the most common prescriptions, Dr. Carley, are stimulants, amphetamines, birth control, and opiates. So, a vending machine. Yeah.
Right. Well, how does that work? Instead of putting the money in, or in addition to the money, you stick your prescription in the slot? I mean, that is so bizarre.
I know.
You know, but it gets worse all the time, you know?
Well, you know, and soon it'll be just a Dr. Kiosk anywhere around the corner for you, you know?
Well, that's what I love, because these soulless white coats are going to get their just deserves. Because I predicted this long ago. Now they're, you know, using physician assistants and nurse practitioners a lot more. Eventually, they'll all be out of a job, because you'll just walk into a room, you'll type your symptoms into a computer, and the computer will spit out a diagnosis with your list of drugs.
Well, yeah, it's either that or virtual visit, you know. Can someone impersonate a doctor? Well, we're out of time, Dr. Carley. Great talking with you. We'll see you again next month, okay?
Okay, Wendy. Thank you for the opportunity to share information.
Take care. Well, we're out of time, folks. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.